2 Kings chapter 4. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets to Elisha, saying, Your servant my husband is dead. And you know that your servant did fear the Lord Jehovah, and the creditor has come to take to himself my two sons to be slaves. And Elisha said to her, What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, Your handmaid does not have anything in the house, except a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow containers abroad of all your neighbors, even empty containers, do not borrow just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door upon you and upon your sons, and shall pour out into all those containers, and you shall set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the containers to her. And she poured out. And it came to pass, when the containers were full, that she said to her son, Bring me yet another container. And he said to her, There is not a container left. And the oil stopped. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay your debt, and you and your children live off the rest. And it fell on a day, that Elisha passed to Shunem, where there was a prominent woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was, that as often as he passed by, he turned in there to eat bread. And she said to her husband, Look now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God, who passes by us continually. I ask you to let us make a little room, on the wall. And let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, and it shall be, when he comes to us, that he shall turn in there. And it fell on a day, that he came there, and he turned into the room, and lay there. And he said to Gehazi his servant, Call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to him, Say now to her, Look, you have been careful for us with all this care, what is to be done for you? Would you be spoken for to the king, or to the captain of the army? And she answered, I live among my own people. And he said, What then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, Truly she has no child, and her husband is old. And he said, Call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, About this season, according to the time of life, you shall embrace a son. And she said, No, my lord, you man of God, do not lie to your handmaid. And the woman conceived, and bore a son at that season that Elisha had said to her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day, that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said to his father, My head, my head. And he said to a lad, Carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him, and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon, and then died. And she went up, and laid him on the bed of the man of God, and shut the door upon him, and went out. And she called to her husband, and said, I ask you to send me, one of the young men, and one of the donkeys, that I may run to the man of God, and come again. And he said, Why will you go to him today? It is neither new moon, nor Sabbath. And she said, It shall be well. Then she saddled a donkey, and said to her servant, Drive, and go forward. Do not slow down for me, unless I ask you to. So she went and came to the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi his servant, Look! Yonder is that Shunammite. I ask you to run now, to meet her, and say to her, Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, It is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet, but Gehazi came near to pull her away. And the man of God said, Let her alone. Because her soul is troubled within her. And the Lord Jehovah has hidden it from me, and has not told me. Then she said, Did I ask a son of my Lord? Did I not say, Do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, Put a belt around your waist, and take my staff in your hand, and go your way. If you meet any man, do not greet him. And if anyone greets you, do not answer him. And lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, As the Lord Jehovah lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. And he arose, and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them, and laid the staff upon the face of the child, but there was neither voice, nor hearing. Therefore he went again to meet him, and told him, saying, The child has not awakened. And when Elisha had come into the house, the child was dead, and laid upon his bed. Therefore he went in, and shut the door upon the two of them, and prayed to the Lord Jehovah. And he went up, and lay upon the child, and put his mouth upon his mouth, and his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child. And the flesh of the child grew warm. Then he returned, and walked in the house back and forth, and went up, and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi, and said, Call this Shunammit. So he called her. And when she had come into him, he said, Take up your son. Then she went in, and fell at his feet, and bowed herself to the ground, and took up her son, and went out. And Elisha came again to Gilgal. And there was a drought in the land. And the sons of the prophets were sitting before him, and he said to his servant, Set on the great pot, and boil pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered of it wild gourds his lap full, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, because they did not know it. So they poured out for the men to eat. And it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out, and said, O man of God, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat of it. But he said, Then bring meal. And he cast it into the pot, and he said, Pour out for the people, that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. And there came a man from Baal-shalisha, and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and full ears of corn in its husk. And he said, Give to the people, that they may eat. And his servant said, What, should I set this before 100 men? He said again, Give the people, that they may eat. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah says, they shall eat, and shall have food left over. So he set it before them, and they ate, and had food left over, according to the word of the Lord Jehovah.